You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
If you were a house, what would it look like? What would you be made of? In our meditation passage from 2 Corinthians 5:1-8, our bodies are likened to tents. Just a tent. That's crazy. I grew up in my hometown, just about a kilometer off the Pacific Ocean, where an average of 20 typhoons would crash every year. Of course, I want my house to have thick walls made of concrete. But Paul used the image of a tent for one simple truth. The bodies we have now are just temporary. No matter how strong we think our bodies are, sooner or later, they will fail. But it's okay. Paul assures us in the letter. He himself was not disheartened, even in the midst of persecution and other threats to his life. This is for one sole reason. Our mortal bodies will be replaced by a heavenly one. It's like having a building that God himself made. Jesus said something like this in the Gospel of Mark. He was having an argument with the Pharisees about the temple. And then he started saying something absurd. I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days I will build another. Upon hearing that, the people went ballistic, having no idea what Jesus was really talking about. They didn't realize Christ was referring to his own body, that his earthly body will die, but after 3 days he will have a resurrected body. It can't be destroyed anymore, a mortal one swallowed up in life. This idea of a body as a temple was also used in the first letter to the Corinthians. Paul asked, "Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?" We will go back to that later, but now you might be asking, what about this not being found naked? Instead, we will be clothed with our heavenly dwelling. One possible meaning of this is that the glory of God will clothe our mortal bodies, and it will remain forever, making our bodies like Jesus' resurrected body. Remember when Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the tree of good and evil? They realized they were naked. It's as if they lost the glory of God that's covering them. Christ promised us that we will be filled with the fullness of God, restoring that glory we once had. Our bodies will become like buildings, indestructible and immortal. That's gonna be in heaven. So for now, here we groan, acknowledging that while we are in this tent, we experience suffering. Paul said towards the end of the passage that while we groan and are burdened, we live by faith and not by sight. Therefore, we can endure all these because it means for us that we believe in Christ who conquered death and in his promise of our resurrection from the dead. We are able to believe and hold on to this truth because the Holy Spirit has been given to us. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, even now, we are being transformed, that we may be ready for the future glory that awaits us, the transformation of our bodies. So now, what does living by faith and not by sight mean to you?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.